Streaming live, it's Delta Panthers Sports. Grab yourself some snacks and a frosty beverage and get ready to cheer the Panthers on to victory. And now, here's the voice of the Delta Panthers, Mark Panther.
For a non-league battle on the diamond, I'm Mark Cantor. Trent Cantor will be along in just a few minutes. Delta's now 6-4 overall and 1-2 in league after beating Aspen on Tuesday, 15-2. Brandon Campbell got it down on the mound, going the distance to record his team-leading fourth win of the season, giving up the two unearned runs and striking out 7, walking 9. Landon also went 3-4 at the plate for the double and 3 RBI. The Devils come in 5-3 overall, tied with Palisades for first in the 4A Western Slope League. They too are coming off a win over Aspen, also only allowing 2 runs in a 13-2 blowout last Saturday. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll hear from head coach Steve Breyer. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Wire is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Wire will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations on Main in Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Toro, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting deltacountyindependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent, keeping Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
The Aspen was the second game in a row I felt the boys put everything together and had a really solid outing.
Yeah, I thought we did too. I thought we were, we were aggressive at the plate when they were in the zone, and I thought we did a pretty good job on the bases. We had a couple little hiccups here and there on the bases, but overall I was pleased. I thought Landon Kendall pitched very well, and we played pretty solid defense behind him. We booted a couple, but we're it's a work in progress. We're getting that cleaned up.
And booting a couple during a game isn't going to kill you. It really hurts when it runs score as a result, though.
Yeah, biggest thing is we preach to these guys that, our pitchers are doing a great job, but we're limited on the number of pitches because, we extend innings not making plays. So instead of, some of our starters going six innings, they only get five or they only get four. So that's the biggest part for us.
Eagle Valley comes into town today. They're a good team in 4A, tied right now for the Western Slope League lead with Palisade, and also coming off a blowout victory over Aspen for whatever that's worth. What kind of lead do you have on the Devils?
They're good teams. They're well coached. They have a couple good arms. They swing it well. They're fundamentally sound. We're going to have to play well today. Ty's going to have to be around the plate. He's going to have to keep the ball down. And, we're going to have to stick to our approach at the plate. We got to attack fastballs in the zone and, not let them get, those opportunities to get us with,
obviously Eagle Valley are not another non-conference opponent. And so far, scheduling that competitive non-conference schedule has paid dividends for us before today's game. The Panthers are ranked seventh in the Chaska selection, including the sex, which means if the season ended today, Delta would host a regional. I understand there's still quite a bit of season left, but are you happy with seeing that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's why we do it. We like to push ourselves. We like to see where we are compared to the other teams in the state. And, it's a great experience for these guys and they get to see quality pitching and our pitchers have to make quality pitches. So it's good all the way around.
Okay. Good luck today, Steve. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a county-wide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dow Steel and Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS-certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, strainers, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are 9 Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at 9storiescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at 9 Stories Creative.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Welcome back to Delta High School. Mark Cantor here. Trent Cantor is now along with me. And we'll give you the starting lineups now, starting with the Eagle Valley Devils.
All right. Leading off for the Devils, playing shortstop number 3, Elias Pena.
during the pitching and DHing for himself, number six, Jacob Lupe. Playing second base, number seven, Jack Robinson.
Number seven.
Playing first base, number 12, P.J. Lombardo. Doing the catching for the Devils, number five, Anthony Ellert. Playing third base, number 55, Patrick Reno. Playing right field, number 23, Kenneth Mickley.
Number 14,
playing left field, number one, Xander D. Herrera. And playing center field, number eight, Nicholas Gray. The Devils are coached by Brett Boyer.
Third base, number 21.
Now your starting lineup for the Delta Panthers. Leading off, playing left field, number four, Connor Workman. Batting second, playing shortstop, number two, Landon Clay. Doing the catching for the Panthers, number 33, Luke Gastineau. About that, folks. The national anthem had to be played. Back to the starting lineup for the Panthers. Batting cleanup, doing the pitching, number seven, Ty Reed. Playing first base, number nine, Ryland Bynum. Playing center field, number 19, Braden Sprout. Designated hitter, number 14, Yvonne Ficklin.
Evan sitting for the right fielder, number six, Brett Leo.
Batting eighth, playing third base, number 21, Jesse Delgado. And batting ninth, playing second base, number 26, Landon Kennel. Shelter's head coach by Steve Ryer.
So go ahead and dig into the book there and pull out the stats on the starting pitcher for the Panthers today, Ty Reed. Ty? Pretty successful on the season so far.
Goodness. Sorry, I'm battling the wind.
We all are here today.
Goodness gracious. All right. Ty Reed has a 1-0 record. ERA 2.17. He's made 5 appearances and he has 3 saves. Along with that, he also has 14 strikeouts and only 5 walks.
So Ty's come in to close things down primarily this year. I believe this is his first start, actually, on the season. So we'll see how it goes. He's going to face Elias Pena to lead off here. Pena's numbers on the year. Oh, goodness.
All right. Pena's had 29 plate appearances. He's batting 375, 7 runs, 6 hits, 5 RBIs for Pena. He's been hit by a pitch twice, 3 strikeouts, and 11 walks for Pena. He's also, his on-base percentage, 655, slugging, 375.
So pretty good numbers for your leadoff hitter there, which obviously is why he's there. You want him to get on base, so a pretty good on-base percentage for him. So we'll see how the wind affects play here today. Obviously, it can affect pitches a little bit. Any fly ball, it can affect them as well. So Kenny bats from the right side. He'll face the righty Reed. First pitch brought to you by Taco Chime, and here it comes. That'll miss low. So Reed throws fairly hard. He's got a fastball and I believe a slider. And as well as a changeup, the pitch. That'll miss. That was the slider. I think that one was outside, so it's 2-0 now to Pena. The pitch. That's at the knees for strike one. Pena steps out, takes a practice swing now and step back in. A lot of chatter coming out of the Devil's dugout, cheering on their man at the plate. The pitch. That misses outside, and it's 3-1 to the Devil's shortstop. Once again, defensively for Delta, around the horn, first to third, Bynum, Kennel, Clay, and Delgado, left to right in the outfield, working Sprout and Lejo. The 3-1, at the knees, called strike. I believe Pena checked his swing, but it was in the zone regardless, and the count's full. Gaspar's behind the plate, Reed's on the mound for the Panthers. Tie set, and the payoff pitch. This one's going to be lifted into short center field. Kennel over behind the bag at second, makes the play. There's one out. So that'll bring Jacob Lupe to the plate.
Lupe stepped on the season, batting 500, 4 runs, 9 hits, 4 RBIs, has a double and 3 triples, along with,
first pitch is popped up foul into the backstop.
Three walks, 3 strikeouts. Got an on-base percentage of .576 and a slugging percentage of .750.
Here comes the 0-1 pitch. That'll miss low. Counts even. Aces across the board. 1-1, 1 out. In the top of the first inning, no score. Only the second batter of the game. Once again, pretty windy here at the ballpark today. The pitch. This one's going to be sliced foul out of play on the right side. And Reed quickly up in the count.
I chose the wrong place to park here at Delta High School. My vehicle's right behind the backstop. Any fly ball can crash that windshield.
You do have a little cover behind the modular, so maybe you'll get lucky today. That pitch outside counts even at 2. The pitch. Slider strike 3 called. Great pitch by Ty Reed. That one started about a foot outside the zone and broke in over the plate. Great pitch.
Ooh, they thought that pitch was going to hit him.
Yeah, he started to back out of the box. Next thing he knows, strike 3 over the plate. So that'll bring Jack Robinson, the second baseman, to the plate. He stands in on the left side. Here's the pitch. That's a strike.
Jack Robinson's stats on the year, batting .417, 9 runs, 10 hits, 9 RBIs, got a double and a triple on the season.
The 0-1. It's going to be line foul out of play on the left side.
Along with that, Robinson also has 3 walks, 3 strikeouts, 3 hit by pitches over his 3 walks. On base percentage of .516, slugging percentage of .541.
Robinson takes her time getting back into the batter's box. Here's the pitch. Nope. Robinson quickly called time. He's ready now. Reed. Long look in. He's got his sign. And the pitch. Slider's going to be fouled back to the backstop. Robinson reaching out for that one. Robinson actually caught that pitch before it broke back over the plate. Because that's where that slider was going. Here's the 0-2. That'll miss high.
Good waist pitch there. Fastball up.
One and two the count to Robinson. The pitch from Reese. That one sliced foul on the third base side.
Jam shot.
Ty doing a good job of mixing up his pitches so far, his pitch selection as well as location. And the pitch. This one is a high chopper to second. Kennel up with it to first in time. So the Devils go in order to start the game here. Delta, we're going to do some damage here in their half of the first inning. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Do you have to relax? Maybe you have a pain in the neck? Let Stacey to Nikki at the Sunflower Room help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacey believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacey to Nikki at the Sunflower Room.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Delta Heights. The wind continues to be a nuisance, but we are persevering. And Delta able to hold the Devils to no runs, no hits in the top of the inning. So they'll come up here in the bottom and face Lupe.
Jacob Lupe on the season. He's made one start. This will be his second start. He's got a 2-0 record.
He's here.
Lupe also has... he has a 1.11 ERA. Five runs. Six walks. 30 strikeouts. He's only given up one home run.
Yeah. Of the five runs, three of them are earned. So, not exactly tall in stature. You know, a lot of pitchers have a little bit of height on them, like Ty Reed. Then you get pitchers on our team like Braden Sprutt and, you know, Landon Kennel, who really don't have a lot of height to them. So,
exactly.
So, Connor Workman will come to the plate.
Connor's stats on the year. Batting .259, 10 runs, 7 hits, 2 doubles, along with 7 walks, 6 strikeouts, has an on-base percentage of .444 and a slugging percentage of .333.
He's done a good job of getting on base since moving into that leadoff role, obviously why they wanted him up there. He's been gotten a lot more patience since moving up to the top of the order as well. He'll take strike one. He'll swing and miss with the 0-1, and now he's going to have to be tough with two in battle. The pitch, called strike three on the inside corner. Not a not a pitch you can really swing at and do it a whole lot with, but it just got the inside corner, and Workman's down on strike. So that'll bring Landon Clay to the plate. The pitch, that'll catch the bottom of the zone for a strike.
Landon Clay's stats on the year, batting 370, 7 runs, 10 hits, 4 RBIs, got a couple doubles on there.
This one's going to be chopped to the third baseman, Reno, up with it. And first baseman Lombardo keeps his foot on the bat just long enough to get Lando. So that'll bring the catcher Gastineau to the plate.
Gastineau on the season, batting 350, 7 hits, 5 RBIs, and 1 double.
The pitch to the lefty is on the outside corner for a strike. The 0-1. That's low and outside. Counts even.
Gastineau also has 6 walks, 4 of those being hit by pitches, 2 strikeouts. On-base percentage, .567, and slugging .400.
Two and one the count to Luke. Lupe shakes off the side. Now, Gastineau will call time at the plate. That pitch misses, and it's 3-1. Lupe quickly into the windup. Luke made sure that wasn't a called strike, and he'll walk on to first. So the first walk issued by Lupe will get a courtesy runner as Chaz Wilkes comes out of the dugout. Tyree comes to the plate now. Signs come in from Steve Ryer at the third base coach's box.
Ty on the season, batting .407. 9 runs, 11 hits, 7 RBIs. He's got a double and a triple on the season.
That triple came at Aspen on Tuesday, as Wilkes with a good lead at first, being held on by Lombardo. Lupe sets, delivers, now back to the backstop by Reed.
Along with that, Ty has 1 walk, 1 hit by pitch, 2 strikeouts, on base percentage of .433, and it's got a slugging percentage of .518.
Again, Wilkes off to a good lead. Here's the pitch. That one looks like it missed the zone, and the count will be even at 1. Lupe sets and delivers. Wilkes is running. This throw down is not in time as Chaz slides in ahead of the tag. I think that was a hit and run call. The pitch was high. Ty did not swing at it, and it worked out okay. Coach Ryer down at the third base coach's box just kind of shrugged his shoulders and said, well, it worked out. So it was close, though. So Wilkes with the big lead down at second, and Robinson will work in and out on him. Here's the 2-1. That's low. So a favorable count now for Reed as he looks for a pitch to either drive or a pitch he can take for ball 4. Spins and throws down does Lupe. It's not in time to get Wilkes. Chaz back to the bag. two outs here in the bottom of the first, runner in scoring position. The pitch to Reed. This one's lifted into center field. Ray in on it. Backs back out, able to make the grab and end the inning. So no runs on, no hits. One left on for the Panthers. No errors for the Devils. We'll head to the top of the second with the score tied at zero. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless all-white chicken and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is ready to help. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Cannon back here along with Trent Cantor as Tyrese comes out for the second inning. Did a pretty good job retiring the Devils in order in the first, so we'll see what he can do here in the second. Got his fastball and slider working today. You know, when you can get both of your pitches working at the same time, chances are you're going to have a pretty good day out there on the mound. So, due up for batting now for the Devils is going to be their first baseman, P.J. Lombardo. Looks like he's going to stand in from the left side against the righty Reed.
Lombardo on the season, batting 350, 3 runs. 7 hits, 7 RBIs, a double, 3 triples.
Here's the pitch from Ty. Taken on the outside corner, about just above belt high for strike one.
Along with that, 2 walks, 1 hit by pitch, 9 strikeouts, on base percentage 435, slugging percentage 700.
The other one's taken high in sight for a ball, so the count will be even. The pitch. That catches the outside corner for strike two. Reed stares at it. Got a sign. And the pitch. Off speed pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Second strikeout on the afternoon for Ty. That'll bring Anthony Eller to the plate. Eller, the catcher. It'll be a right-on-right matchup.
Eller on the season, batting 375, 4 runs, 9 hits, 4 RBIs. A double and 3 triples as well.
Swing and a miss at the first pitch.
Along with that, 5 walks, 5 strikeouts, 4 hit-by-pitches, on base percentage of 445, and slugging percentage of 666.
The 0-1. This one's going to be lifted into left center. It's going to drop for a base hit. Sprout fields it, gets it in. First hit for either club here today. So, not sure what kind of speed Lombardo has at first. As it's actually Eller at first, we're going to get a courtesy runner. As it's going to be number 4, the courtesy runner for The Devils. That's like Carl.
Camden Carl, number four for
so Carl. With some speed at first. 3 stolen bases in 6 games so far on the season. So, Reno stands in the pitch. He's going to pop it up out of play, foul on the right side.
Reno on the year, batting 167, 3 runs, 4 hits, 6 RBIs, and a double.
Looks like the sign came in from head coach Brett Moyer down on the third base coach's box, and Reno had to look at his wristband to see what the sign meant. So, good lead down there at first, and Reed will throw over looking to get the courtesy runner,
Camden Carl.
Thank you.
Along with that, Reno, 5 walks, 10 strikeouts. On base percentage, 310. Walking percentage, 208. The 0-1 pitch from Reed. Runner's going. Ball is down. Gastineau cannot handle the pitch. And Carl gets another stolen base on the season.
That'll even count at 1. Still just 1 out here on the top of the second inning. Runner at second now as a result of that stolen base. Reed will check Carl down at second. Now toes the rubber. He'll stare in for his sign. Looks back at the runner again. And the pitch. Blocked by Gastineau is in the dirt. So, Reno steps back in. As Reed sets. And the pitch. That one's low. Gastineau blocked it, but it bounced away from him. And on the wild pitch, Carl will move up 90 feet. So he's 90 feet from the promised land. And the batter, Reno's got a 3-1 count at the plate.
That's the whip picks back up.
And the pitch. That'll miss high, and I believe that's the first walk issued today by Reed. Puts runners in the corners for the Devils, and it'll bring Mickley to the plate.
Mickley on the season. Does not have many stats. He has 1 run.
It's like he only has this 1 at bat. If he squares to bunt, the runner goes. They throw back hard to the pitcher trying to get the runner Carl off of third. And everybody's safe all the way around. The pitch was called a ball. So the Devils now 2 runners in scoring position. It'll be Reno at second and Carl at third. Mickley at the plate. And the pitch. He squares the bunt again, and it's going to be right back to the pitcher. It's a good bunt. In fact, bunt on the safety squeeze is going to get the run in. So Eagle Valley graces the scoreboard first. It's 1-0. Here with 2 outs in the top of the second. And that brings the left fielder Xander De Herrera to the plate. He'll take strike one. Inside corner at the knees.
De Herrera on the season, batting 250. 10 runs, 2 hits, 2 RBIs.
Well, the pitch, swing and a miss. Can I say, interesting that Moyer decided to play small ball there in an attempt to get the run in. You must have a lot of confidence in your batter to lay down that perfect bunt. Here's the 0-2 pitch. This one's going to be fouled back weakly to the backstop.
De Herrera also has 6 walks, 4 strikeouts, 1 hit by pitch. On base percentage of 600, slugging percentage 250.
We've also got a runner on third right now. That's Reno. And the pitch. That misses outside. Looks like we've got some debris on the field. Home plate umpire's going to trot out and pick that up. Two outs, top of the second inning. Eagle Valley leads by 1 run. Reed sets, and here's the 1-2 delivery. Strike 3 called on the off-speed pitch. So Delta going to get out of this one, only surrendering the single run. Eagle Valley leads by that score 1-0. We'll go to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Spike's Cafe in Delta. Spike's Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Spike's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Spike's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Spike's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
And this is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Sora, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back with you at Delta High School. We're Mark Cantor along with Trent Cantor here as Lupe finishes his warm-up toss. We've got to look at a nice 12-6 curveball that he's got. So far, I haven't thrown it yet to the Panthers, but I'm sure it's coming. Ryland Bynum comes to the plate now.
Ryland on the season, batting 387. 12 runs, 12 hits, 5 RBIs, got a triple on the season, along with 3 walks, 7 strikeouts, on-base percentage of .441, slugging percentage of .451.
Takes a knock in the hole on the left side, and Bynum will round first as the left fielder, De Herrera, struggles. And Bynum in safe, into second, so the single, and then they'll take second on the error. So Delta with the runner in scoring position to start the second inning, their second inning, excuse me. That'll bring Braden Sprout to the plate. Brado's kind of been struggling at the plate this year.
Braden batting 217, 6 runs, 5 hits, 6 RBIs, 2 doubles.
He'll poke this one foul out of play on the left side. Brado coming out of his slump, though, I do want to mention that. So has hit a lot better over the last couple of games.
Braden also has 2 walks, 9 strikeouts, 5 hit by pitches. On-base percentage, .387. Slugging percentage, .304.
Good lead by Bynum as Brado will swing and miss at that pitch, and it's 0-2. Bynum had a hard time, I think, getting a read on that ball as it rolled away from the catcher. Not able to advance. So good lead by Bynum out at second. shortstop Pena working in behind him. Lupe checks down at the runner. Long look down there. Ryland continues to dance off the bag. Drop third strike called on the outside corner. So Sprout will strike out looking at the plate. He's thrown out 2-3 on the put out to first. In the meantime, on the throw, Bynum's going to advance to third. So that'll bring up Evan Ficklin.
Ficklin on the season, batting .417, 3 runs, 10 hits, 8 RBIs, and a double. Sorry to cut you off.
That's okay. There's that 12-6 curve as Ficklin takes strike one. The pitch. This one on the ground to second, fielded by Robinson. Bynum's going to score and tie this game up at one. So that one's almost as good as the bunt that brought in the Eagle Valley run.
Makes that 9 RBIs for Ficklin.
So score tied at one now. Bottom of the second, and Jesse Delgado coming to the plate. Delgado coming off a hit pointer and had limited at bats this year. The pitch. That one misses high, apparently. I thought it was more inside than it was high, but not what the umpire said. The pitch. That one comes way inside. Got some jersey. Delgado will head to first after being hit by the pitch. And now Landon Kennel will come to the plate as Lombardo will hold Delgado on it first.
I didn't get a chance to give you stats on Delgado.
Throw over. Delgado back in safely.
Delgado was batted 200, 2 hits, 1 double.
Got a good lead off of first. The pitch to Kennel is going to be popped up, back out of play over the backstop.
Stats for Kennel on the season, batting .538, 3 runs, 7 hits, 5 RBIs, and a double.
Here's the 0-1 to Kennel. It's going to be chopped foul on the left side.
Lupe was called for a balk. So Delgado will move up 90 feet. He will be on second base now.
And so no pitch, which means Kennel will save the strike.
Kennel also has 1 hit by pitch, 1 strikeout. On base percentage, .571. The slugging percentage, .615. Seeing the ball real well this year.
Not bad for a freshman, huh?
Absolutely.
Delgado with a good lead off of second. Robinson creeps in there for the in and out as Kennel will take the pitch low. Oh, nope. My bad. They call that a strike, so it's 0-2. Delta with 2 outs here in the bottom of the second. Score tied at 1. Trying to do more damage here with the runner at second base. Lupe looks at Delgado. Swing and a miss. And the throw down will complete the strikeout of Kennel. So, at the end of 2, Delta scores 1 run on 1 hit. Left a runner on base. 1 error by the Devils. We will head to the top of the third with the Devils trending up the 9-1-2 holes to the plate. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
A&M Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main, go to 2021 Best All Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Back here at Delta High School, Tyreed is out to work the third. He'll face the number 9 hitter, Nicholas Ray, the center fielder for the Devils. Ray on the season is batting 261 in 23 at bats. Has 6 hits. 7 walks, 7 strikeouts. He's been hit by a pitch 3 times, an on-base percentage of .485. So, now to call the action here in the top of the third inning, Trent Cantor.
Like Mark said, center fielder Nicholas Ray stepping in. He's stepping in from the right-hander's bend to the batter's box. Takes the right-hander read. He gets a sign, comes set. Here's the pitch. Ball outside. Read here. 1-0. Swing and a miss for strike one.
So after the this is the zone that the first pitch comes back and catches it, with the second
one. 1-1. It'll be lined just over in the second baseman. Kennel. Brings top of the lineup for the Devils. Shortstop number 3, Elias Pena.
Pena flew out to, popped up behind the bag at second in the first inning. Tired by Kennel there. See what he can do with a runner on first.
Ray. Short lead there at first. Probably comes set. Runner moving, goes to front. Got a piece of it. Runner's going to be safe at second.
That'll be Ray's 13th stolen base on the year. He leads this team by far. So some good speed out there. I wouldn't be surprised if he attempts to swipe third as well at some point. I think you were correct. That pitch, a piece was caught of it, so it's 0-1.
Ty delivers. Ball up. And count 1-1.
Ray, the runner at second, is his secondary is a walking. Walking lead, his secondary leadoff, and I'm not sure so much if that is to get a head start to third or just see where the pitch ends up as he, you know, gets beyond where the pitcher is obscuring his vision.
He's about halfway to third on secondary, that walking secondary.
Yeah.
After a quick talk with Coach Moyer, Banya back in the box, 1-1 count. Ty's got a sign, comes set. Here's the pitch. Ball outside. 2-1. Alright. 2-1. He falls down and inside. 3-1. Time's kind of been all over the place today.
Yet only giving up the 1 run, so.
3-1. Runner was moving. Almost got hit by the ball. Ball didn't hit. Then you will get a single and pick up another RBI. 2-1.
Stu Ryer quickly out of the dugout there. I'm not sure exactly what happened on that left side, but Delgado froze, so did Clay. And as the ball was hit to the left side of the infield, the shortstop and the third baseman, Clay and Delgado respectively, froze and didn't really make the play. So, Ryer out there for some words of encouragement. Back-to-back base hit, scores the run.
Devils lead 2-1. The top third inning. No outs. That'll bring up the pitcher, Jacob Lupe.
He struck out looking back in the first.
Tie check, Kenya first.
Kenya with 5 stolen bags on the year.
Kenya with a decent-sized lead over there first. Tie them set, check them again. Find them there with the tag. Called safe.
Only Bynum's second start at first base this year. Rye's kind of a utility player, can play all positions.
Once again, sorry to cut you off there. Stolen base by Pena as Lupe squared the bunt, called a strike.
And interestingly enough, Lupe just left the bat there to cause some interference, legal interference, if you will, for the catcher, Gastineau.
The 0-1. All up and out. The 1-1.
What I was saying earlier was Bynum, truly a utility player, can play pretty much all 9 positions on the field.
1-1 hit to Clay at shortstop. Clay must ground ball, and that'll allow Pena to score on the error.
So Eagle Valley will increase their lead. It's now 3-1 here in the top of the third inning. I think we're going to get a courtesy runner as Lupe, the pitcher.
Like number 24, Dane DeMaris will be the courtesy runner for Lupe. That brings up the second baseman, Jack Robinson, from the Devils. Robinson grounded out to Kennel for the third out back in the first inning. As Ty Stephen delivers the first pitch, that is called strike on the outside corner.
That was close to the black. I think that was a little outside, but the umpire called it a strike.
The umpire's been calling that a strike all day.
So DeMaris with a good lead out there only has the 1 stolen base on the year.
Time check them there at first.
DeMaris only 4 games played, so he's been used sparingly.
The 0-1 to Robinson. Runner going. Squares the bunt. Doesn't it matter? Gastineau throws DeMaris out at second on the stolen base attempt. That'll bring up the first out of the third inning. And Robinson did square 2 bunts. That'll be strike 2. 0-2 is the count for him.
Good throw by Luke, and an even better tag by Clay down there at second base.
Ty. Denson delivers. Ooh, that slider almost caught the outside corner, but umpire sending the ball away.
Yeah, just not close enough to the chalk there, I don't think. But you got to adapt. If it's not in the zone and he's throwing it, you got to adapt.
Gets a sign, comes set, and the 1-2 goes right back through that slider for a strikeout looking. That's the second out of the inning.
It'll be the third strikeout of the game for Ty.
And that brings up the first baseman, number 12, P.J. Lombardo.
He was one of those three strikeout victims last inning. So he led off the inning.
Ty. Fastball. Swing and a miss. Well, got a piece of it. Still 0-1. The 0-1 from Ty. Ball in. Make the count 1-1.
So Lombardo, once again, the lefty. Looks like Eagle Valley's got a couple of lefties in their lineup, as does Delta, with Gastineau and Sprout. Earlier in the season, Steve Ryer was actually batting his two lefties back-to-back in the lineup, and recently he's kind of separated them out a little bit.
Reed with the 1-1. Slider fouled off. 1-2.
So Ty a little shaky early in the inning and has settled down now after a chat from Steve Ryer. He was walking with a purpose when he came out, so.
The 1-2 from Reed. Tries to go back to that slider. Missed just a bit outside.
Couldn't get the break on it that time. I think it came out of his hand funny. The grip was not correct, and it kind of sailed outside.
Juice is wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. In the top of the third. And the pitch. Going to be ball up. Full count here.
Good pitch. Just missed the zone up, but and couldn't entice the batter Lombardo.
Lombardo calls time.
So again, the wind a little breezy here today, but it's not a cold wind that we've had. It's a little bit of warmer wind. So hopefully a sign of better temperatures to come.
Payoff pitch is fastball straight to Lombardo's side. Hit by pitch will put him on first base with two outs. That brings up the catcher, number 5, Anthony Ellert.
Ellert singled last inning. And then Camden Carl came in as a courtesy runner, stole the base, and scored the first run for the Devils.
Ellert steps in. Lombardo with a short leadoff first as the first pitch swinging in the strike. Which will leave Lombardo getting. I don't believe he would be going, especially with two outs. The 0-1 pitch. Another swing and a miss. It'll be strike two.
Tyke's going back to that slider. And if he can keep it low and start it inside, it's a very effective pitch. Lombardo, no stolen base, is not a threat to go. Not a lot of speed down there at first.
The 0-2 fastball. Foul dog. Still 0-2.
So again, as I mentioned, Ty doing a pretty decent job of mixing his pitches, mixing his spots. Trying to keep the batters off balance here.
Maybe a waste pitch here, the 0-2. went back to that slider. It did start outside, or start inside, and started to cut out. Just couldn't get the black there, so it'll be 1 and 2.
I think that actually that one might have been up just a little bit, but it a little lower, it would have been a strike.
1-2. There it is. Slider. Right on the inside there. That'll be the third out of the inning.
Fourth strikeout for Reed as Eagle Valley scores a couple of runs on a couple of hits. Did leave a runner, actually, yeah, did leave a runner on base. The one error for the Panthers. So Luther will face top of the order when he comes to the mound in the bottom of the inning. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Spike's Cafe in Delta. Spike's Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Tanner and Trent Tanner back with you here at Delta High School as Eagle Valley has jumped out to a 3-1 advantage in the top of the third inning. Delta going to take their hacks here in the bottom is Lupe will face Workman, Clay, and Gastineau. Connor struck out looking to start the Delta's half of the first and his only at-bat today. For the play-by-play, here's Trent Cantor.
Workman steps in, once again, right-handed batter. Let's face the right-hander, Lupe. The first pitch is going to be popped up and foul. Out of play. Bring up 0-1. Workman going with a different approach than his first at-bat. First at-bat, watch the first pitch go in for a strike. This time he was swinging the 0-1. Also popped up and out of play. It'll be a quick 0-2. Workman's got to protect now.
So, different approach, same result as the at bat in the first inning as he is down 0-2 very quickly.
Okay.
So Workman swings and misses for strike three. It'll be the fourth strikeout for Lupe today. But Workman not being very patient at the plate. I think Coach Ryer probably going to give him a little bit of a lesson on that as Landon Clay comes to the plate.
Landon's going to get hit by the pitch. Oh. They'll trot down to first, and I'll bring up catcher Luke Gastineau.
So that'll be the fourth time this season that Lando's been plunked. Gastineau drew the walk in the first inning.
Gastineau, the lefty, steps in, playing at the lead. He'll take a fastball strike right on the outside corner. Steps out. Gets a sign from Coach Ryer. Steps back in.
Lando with a couple of stolen bags on the season. Is a threat to go.
the 0-1 to the outside for ball one.
Like you said before, this umpire consistently calling that outside corner, so what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Lupe checks Clay back at first in there safely. Pitch. Gastineau checked his swing, thought he held up, but with the help from the umpire in the field, it's going to be called strike, the 1-2 on Gastineau.
I'll be honest, I'm not sure how that field umpire can make that call. In my opinion, if you're going to check it, you should check down to first, but...
With Gastineau being a left-handed hitter, can't really check down the first. But
sure you can.
I mean, you can, but still, 1-2. I feel like that was a quick pitch for Gastineau to lift it into left field. It's going to be dropped by the left fielder. Clay kind of had to pause to make sure the left fielder didn't catch it, and he'll make it to... third, as number 5, Chaz Wilkes will come in as a courtesy runner for Gastineau, as he is the catcher. And just like that, that brings up Ty Reed with a couple of runners in scoring position.
You know, it was a long run, I thought, for the left fielder, De Herrera, but yeah, I thought he was there in plenty of time to make that catch. I'm going to score that one an error on him, unfortunately. Hate to take the double away from Luke, but I think it was a playable ball.
Well, it was in his glove as Lupe pitched to Reed and roaring to the left fielder and missed it again. That'll bring home Clay. Wilkes right behind him. Tie in the second.
And unfortunately, again, I got to take a base hit away from the Delta batter, but that was hit on the line, but it was right at the left fielder, De Herrera, who now I believe is inside his own head as Reed ends up on second with the one out and Rylan Bynum set to come to the plate. Rye singled last inning. That's how he let it off.
And then made it to second on the error by the left fielder. That's 3 errors on De Herrera now. And the pitch is past ball. Catcher can't find it. Trots back to the backstop, finds it. Reed will move over on the wild pitch.
Lupe doing a good job of directing his catcher to the ball as he covered the back plate. We were in at the Northern Colorado Baseball Classic this past weekend against La Junta. Their pitcher was late to cover and it almost cost them a run.
The 1-0. Ball high. Little chin music for Ryland. That'll be 2-0. The pitch. That's down. 3-0.
Lupe is, when he is in the windup, does seem to be quick pitching a little bit.
A little bit. I just took a check down to Steve Ryer. He gave Ryland the green light. Takes it anyways for a strike.
And that inside pitch, there's nothing he can do with it. A good take by Ryan.
3 balls, 1 strike, 1 out in the bottom of the third. As Ryland will take ball 4. That was inside.
Yeah, he checked his swing. I wasn't sure if that actually hit him or not.
I heard something, but
yeah, I'm not sure if that hit like the heel of the catcher's glove or even maybe the catcher's bare hand on that one.
Either way.
It sounded funky.
Either way. Based on balls, and that brings up Braden Sprout. playing center field today.
Brado struck out looking for the first out of the third inning.
He will take ball one. That was high. Runners on first and third. One out for Brado. Stepped up to get a shot. The other lefty in the Panthers lineup just steps in. Lupe checks the runner. Here's the pitch. That's a swinging strike high as Rutland will put right second.
A little uncontested stolen bag there. Defensive indifference, even if you want to call it.
Once again, runners in scoring position, second and third, one out. The 1-1. It's going to be called a ball down. It'll be 2-1.
Yeah, the umpire looked like he might have been in a little bit of pain there if he was slow to come up out of his crouch.
Brado will take the ball high, 3-1.
I know that's what you thought. He said low or down or something and didn't really move all a lot. And it was a little confusing. Hitter's count now for Brado.
The pitch. Going to be popped foul out of play. It'll be 3-2 now. Brado looking for base hit ball four. Got to protect the plate here. Payoff pitch. That 12-6 curveball put into play. It's going to be a bouncer. It's going to be a single for Brado as he picks up two RBIs.
A chopper over the pitcher and then over the second baseman, Bynum. I'm not sure the center fielder charging it was struggling to pick it up. I'm not sure if Bynum would have scored. I think he would have because he was rounding the bag as the center fielder was attempting to field that ball. So that's going to be two RBIs for Sprout on the single.
Makes the score 5-3, Panthers in the bottom of the third. That brings up Evan Sicklin.
Get an RBI ground out to the second baseman as Sprout's off and running on the first pitch.
And, but it was fouled back, so Sprout will jog back to first. No balls, one strike, one out. Once again, 5-3 Panthers in the bottom of the third inning. Sicklin steps back in after getting in time from Coach Ryer. And here's the pitch.
Ball rolls the rat away from the first baseman, Lombardo. But he's able to track it down pretty quickly.
Lupe checking the runner. Checking Sprout up there. First, Sprout.
Got a bad idea with Brado's speed out there. And his really good lead.
Lupe comes set. And the pitch. Smoke slide. Into left center. Bounces off the wall. Brado's going to score easily. Sicklin, head first slide into second with a double and an RBI. That brings the lead up to 6-3 for the Panthers.
Sicklin not as fleet of foot as, it's not real fast is what I'm trying to say, and I think he thought this one might have been gone and may not have been sprinting out of the box, made that play at second a lot closer than maybe it should have been, because he just barely got in there. But it's going to be an RBI double as we get a conference on the mound. Brett Moyer coming out of the dugout. And Delta's scored 5 runs in the inning after a strikeout to lead it off by Workman. It's been a hit-by-pitch, 2 errors, a walk, a single by Brado, and then this double by Sicklin. So Lupe shuffling quite a bit here in the bottom of the third inning, Delta leading 6-3.
Let's see what our third baseman, Jesse Delgado, can do as he comes to the plate for his second at bat.
He was hit by a pitch last inning.
Strickland takes his lead at second, hits the pitch. It's going to be a ball inside. 1-0.
6-1 with a hearty secondary lead, not a big primary, but once that pitch is thrown, he recognizes his lack of miles per hour out there on the base pass and makes up for that with a big secondary.
Delgado takes the next pitch for a strike, 1-1. The delivery. It's going to be lined over the shortstop. Strickland will trot over to third as Delgado, the throw was overthrown the cutoff man as Delgado took second on the throw. So it'll be a single and take second on the overthrow. The left fielder tried to cut the ball off, and he overthrew his cutoff man, and it rolled to the catcher. So
is that the fourth error on the day by D. Herrera?
I do believe so, as our second baseman, Landon Kennel, steps in, takes first pitch for a ball.
He struck out swinging to end at last inning. He is the ninth batter to come to the plate. This one gets away from the catcher. Helen, there's a play at the plate.
Strickland tried to, that ball took off and did not fly in the whole plate when he should have. I do believe they are still going to count the run. So that'll be Delta's seventh run to come across the plate. A little collision between Ficklin and the catcher, Ellert.
Actually, I think the collision came with the pitcher, Lupe, who was covering. Watch for the quick pitch.
Delivery. Swing and a miss. Strike one.
So, the pass ball bounced off the catcher's mitt to the backstop, and Ficklin, he was actually sprinting home, and
as the 2-1 pitch is hits the wall. Fans around us asking if that ball was out of here. It was darn close to it, as Kennel will have himself a double, and we were back into the top of the lineup. He brings on Connor Workman.
That was an RBI double from Kennel, and it came about 2 feet from going over the top of the wall. Instead, it bounces off the top of the wall, and Delta leads 8-3 now.
Only the wind that we had a little bit ago was still here. That ball might have been gone. Workman steps in for his third at-bat. Well, take the 12-6 curveball that was outside looking to me, but I guess caught the top corner for a strike, according to the home plate umpire. The 0-1. They fastball down the middle. Also taken for a strike.
Yeah, that one was a little closer to the zone.
That one was definitely closer. But once again, Workman has to protect the pitch and the ball. Catcher tries to block it, bounces away towards the first base dugout, which happens to be his dugout. Kennel will move over on the wild pitch. So, 1 ball, 2 strikes, 1 out. Delta leads 8-3. Bottom of the third inning. Workman, runner in scoring position, still has to protect here. The windup and the pitch. Is another curveball that is called a ball.
the ball up, according to the home plate umpire.
I agree with it. It entered, but, you know, it's where it enters and crosses the front of the plate, not where it ends up landing in the catcher's mitt.
So 2-2 inside as working swings and fouls it off.
But what I was going to say was that curveball entered the zone high, so crossed the front of the plate high, and when it landed in the catcher's mitt, it was right at Workman's knees. So a correct call on that to even the count and then the foul ball.
Lupe shakes off a couple of thoughts, finally finds his pitch, the 2-2. That looked more like a slider more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's called up for a ball that makes it a full count.
It could have been your traditional curveball.
3-2. It's going to be called a ball inside as Workman works a walk. Lupe is a little frustrated with that call.
As Landon Clay steps in.
Lando was hit by a pitch earlier this inning. Other than that, he's 0-1 today. Workman's got 4 stolen bases on the season. Could lead again.
Wouldn't be surprised if we see him take off here. Lando calls time. Lupe was shaking off pitches. Lando's like, nah, I want to bat at my time. Lupe comes set. Tries just to keep the runners modest. Pick off 2-3 with no throw. Here's the pitch. It's going to be called strike.
Looks like Workman may have been faking a steal that time, the way he kind of took off on his secondary lead.
So, kiss the side. Runners on first and third. Here's the pitch. Did not check his swing as the fastball up and in. Brings count to 1-1. 1-1. That, 1-1.
Sorry, Trent. That check swing was 4 8 of Lando trying to get out of the way and pulling his bat.
Absolutely. Here's the pitch. Connor takes off. Catcher misses the pitch. Play at the plate. He's going to be... I thought he was safe. Yeah, I thought he got under the tag there, but home plate umpire called him out for the second out of the inning. But Workman will move over to third.
The pitcher was late in covering. And Kennel, I think, got a late read on that. I'm not sure he was going to actually take home. And left the bag late at the urging, I think, of Steve Ryer. And like you said, it looked like he was in under the tag, but the umpire disagreed.
2-1 to Quay. He'll take a fastball, catches the inside corner.
That I thought that might have been low. It looked like the same pitch that Workman walked on.
Deuces wild, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Lando will line one over the shortstop into left center field. He rounds first and will be in the second with an RBI double. That'll bring the score to 9-3 for the Panthers.
And the center fielder, Ray actually dove to keep that from getting all the way to the wall. To be honest, I don't think it mattered as Clay was going to leg out a double regardless.
That brings up Gaston up, the catcher. He'll take a ball inside as he, once again, is one of the left-handed hitters on the Panthers roster.
Kind of an oh crap look on his face as it started to tail in at his shins.
Gastineau reached base on an error earlier this inning. We'll take a fastball over the middle for a strike. The will be 1-1.
I agreed with that call.
That one was kind of...
That one was in the zone.
That one was a no-doubter there. The 1-1 from Lupe. That 12-6 curveball catching the outside corner for strike two. Got to know. Got some protect now. Lupe comes set. And the 1-2. He popped up. Playable. And it'll drop for a base hit. Kind of no man's land there as he throws. He's overthrown. Got to know. Hustling all the way to second.
D'Herrera's having a bad day.
That is error number 5 for D'Herrera.
And that ball hit almost perfectly into no man's land. The shortstop, Pena, running out, and he was the only one near it. D'Herrera really was not charging at all. D'Herrera's the one that ends up fielding it, though, and overthrowing the cutoff man. Good job by Gastineau. Heads up base running play by him to end up at second.
Chaz Wilkes will come in as the courtesy runner for Gastineau.
And we're going to get a pitching change, I believe, as Coach Brett Moyer back out of the dugout. And looks like, can't tell if the catcher Ellert is, taking the gear off, or if he's just tightening things up, or... Nope. Here comes the pitcher out of the dugout. Looks like it's going to be Logan Dreschler, a junior. So, we will get his numbers to you on the other side of this break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a county-wide healthcare system.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
This is the stay of the game. Go to left field. Actually, no, that's not correct. Lupe will stay in the lineup as the DH. So, he will now be DHing for the pitcher. They have him listed on the lineup to start the game as the pitcher and DH, so... When they make the pitching change, you can stay in the lineup as the DH, and then that ends up DHing for the pitcher. It's a rule they instituted a few years ago that few teams actually take advantage of. So the pitcher, as I mentioned, is Logan Dreschler. On 4 appearances this year, doesn't have a record, 6.63 ERA. 5 walks, 7 strikeouts. Lupe finished 2 2/3 innings, allowing the 10 runs, had 1 walk and 4 strikeouts.
And that brings up Ty Reed, who watches the ball go past the catcher, Chaz Wilkes, who move over to third. And to go back real quick, Lupe is playing left field. Xander D. Herrera was subbed out.
I watched him as Ty will get hit by pitch. He'll trot down to first.
So that what that means is Dreschler will take over in the eight hole as the pitcher in DH.
High school baseball is so hard to follow. we'll get a courtesy runner for Ty. Jacob Hancock, number 22, a senior. And that'll bring up our first baseman, number 9, Rylan Bynum.
Hancock, on the year, has come to the mound quite a bit. He's had a good year on the mound. In the field, limited action. As far as running the bases, no stolen bases on the year for Jacob.
Rylan, earlier this inning, drew a walk and came around to score.
Scoring the second run.
As Hancock takes off, throw back to third. With Wilkes there, back in safely. Hancock will get a stolen base.
The catcher, Ellert's nickname is Ant.
As the 1-0-1 is popped into center field and hits the warning track. Bynum around second, heading for third. Play at third and then safely with a triple.
So Bynum will add 2 RBI to his 2 runs that he scored today. He's had a single, a walk, and now a triple of good gains for Ryland.
So, with that RBI triple, that brings the score to 12-3 in the bottom of the third inning. Braden Sprout, our center fielder, steps in. Left side of the batter's box. Here's the pitch. Watch a ball go by.
Grado singled earlier this inning, drove in a couple of runs, came around to score himself. His only other at bat today, he struck out looking in the last inning.
The 1-0 is popped sky high in no man's land, and the shortstop going out to field it did not make it as an overthrow from...
It must be that left field spot, because that was Lupe in left field that overthrew it.
Good night.
Bynum's going to score on the error by the shortstop. Is
Brado standing on third.
Yeah. Brado on the overthrow took third.
So it'll be scored as a double?
You know, we'll give him a base hit on that, because I think it bounced over the shortstop. I don't think he actually touched it.
I think you're right.
So it'll be a single and a two-base error.
As designated hitter Evan Bicklin comes to the plate, takes a strike. He will shoot one out to center field, sun's in his eyes, off the wall again! As he trotting around first and into second, standing up with a double and an RBI.
So, second RBI double of the inning for Evan. And, you know, he came probably about 4 feet from putting it over the 375 sign in center field. And you were right, the center fielder, Ray, dealing with that sun, but I think that was a double regardless.
Now, stepping into the batter's box, our third baseman, number 21, Jesse Delgado, had a single earlier this inning. Walk a ball, pass ball. Bicklin chopped over to third.
That ball was actually in the dirt, so a wild pitch for the pitcher, Dreschler. And Bicklin hustles his way to third base.
Delgado, the 1-0. Going to take a ball. Pitch inside, called strike. That ball almost looked like it was going to hit her. But home plate umpire says it was a strike. The 1-1. Going to call a curveball outside a strike as well.
That didn't even enter the...
It was nowhere close to that.
Wow.
So it is now 1-2, two outs.
And a fastball that looks just like the first strike is going to be called a ball.
So I'll bring deuces wide. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Delta leads 14-3, bottom of the third. Delgado rips one to the third. Through the glove of the third baseman. Can't be picked up by the shortstop. And he will reach... What do you say? Give him a base hit?
I'm going to give him a base hit. That was hit pretty hard. And honestly, I think the only reason it got knocked down is the third baseman instinctively put his glove up. So, runner Ficklin will hold at third. And Delta will have runners at the corners.
Second baseman Landon Kennel to the plate.
This will be the second time Delta's been through their lineup this inning.
Earlier this inning, Kennel had a double,
an RBI double.
RBI double. We'll watch first pitch strike. With
that was close in that curveball.
Runners on the corner. Delgado at first. Evan Ficklin at third. The 0-1 is popped to the left fielder for the third out. So, with a lot going on in the bottom of the third inning.
Delta scores 13 runs in the inning. They're up 14-3 here as we get ready to go to the fourth inning. Delta hit the ball very well that inning. Let's just leave it at that. We'll see what Eagle Valley can do to answer here. We'll go to the top of the fourth. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete frame service, laser cutting, powder coating, stain glassing, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your project done. Right.
You are pre-owned. It's easy to shop. Safe by Hellman Motor Company in Meltzer. Hellman Motors has been family owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new, or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs. Even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back at Delta High School, is your Panthers have a monster third inning. Bottom of the third, at least at the plate. They go through the lineup twice, completely through the batting order. And that's 18 players coming to the plate, put 13 runs on the board, take the lead, and go up by 11, 14-3. Just an incredible, incredible feat here. They feasted on Lupe in the beginning of the inning and didn't let up on Dreschler when they brought him in. And left field's been a problem for Eagle Valley today, as their left fielder has had a combined 6 errors. I say combined because the starting left fielder, De Herrera, had 5 in 2 2/3 innings. And then Lupe, who subbed after he was relieved of his pitching duties, followed up with a 6.
So, top of the fourth. I'm messing with my scorebook, dang it. Top of the fourth for Eagle Valley. It'll be 6, 7, 8 hitters. So Patrick Reno, third baseman, will step in to face Reed for the second time.
He walked in the second.
Got a stolen base.
as well.
Second, the pitch.
Behind Reno.
The fine, how do you do?
We'll take for a ball. Almost didn't get his bat down in time. Lucky he didn't hit the bat. So, three. Takes the sign. The 1-0. Would be a ball up. 2-0. Gastineau telling Reed to take a breath between pitches. Come set and the deliver. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Reno steps in. Reed comes set. And the 2-1. It'll be foul off to the first base stop. First base coach for Eagle Valley makes the play. Does not make the throw.
Yeah, horrible throw by the coach. Throw.
That brings up 2-2. Two balls, two strikes.
Reed checks the ball when he gets it back to make sure it is worthy.
And the pitch. We call the ball on the inside.
I've seen that called for a strike today.
A couple times. I have too.
Very inconsistent strike zone by our home plate umpire.
Reed comes set for getting inside. And the payoff pitch. It's going to be popped up. Looks like it's going to be out of play. Heads up, children playing on the softball field over there.
Yeah, it's kind of like it hit the dugout over there. The home dugout. I'm sorry, the away dugout.
Count still full, 3-2. Ty comes set. And he delivers. It's going to be slider up in the zone for ball four. That's Reed's second walk of the day.
And he's got four strikeouts. And now Kenneth Mickley to the plate. He's 0-1 today.
He is the right fielder. Reno takes a slight lead off first. First pitch is outside. Ball one. Mickley steps in. Ty gets the shot, takes a look at the runner, and comes set. And the pitch. It's going to be fastball low in the zone, 2-0. Mickley steps in. Runner first takes a small lead, Ty comes set. And the pitch is going to get past Gastineau. The wild pitch as Reno goes to second. Three balls, no strikes, no outs. Here in the top of the fourth inning. Mickley at first, taking all the way here. And there's a strike. Gastineau muffs the pitch as Reno takes off to third on a passed ball. Gastineau would have fielded that cleanly. He probably would have had Reno at first or at third. 3-1 is ball high.
Had Gastineau fielded that cleanly, I'm not sure Reno would have taken off.
Nah, that's definitely fair. Reed with his third walk of the day.
So, Ty's scuffling a little bit now here to start the fourth inning. Gastineau gives the signs.
Runners on the corner as pitcher number 19, Logan Dreschler, comes to the plate, steps in, left-handed batter's box.
And the pitch. It's going to be called for a strike on the outside corner.
Got the slider working for him again, did Reed.
Tie comes set. And the 0-1. It's going to be ball down. Good block by Gastineau. It's going to be 1-1.
Nickley, the runner at first, doesn't have a lot of speed out there. Doesn't have any stolen bases on the year. He's only played in 3 games, though, so not a lot of opportunity for him either.
Nickley at first, Reno at third. Dreschler at the plate, the 1-1. It's going to be a ball outside. Gastineau. Before getting the ball back to Reed, tells him to take a deep breath. You're up by 11. Let your fielders do the work. Ty gets the sign. Check the runner at first. Comes set. And the delivery. It's going to be that slider in there for a called strike. Evens the count at 2. Dreschler sets out, gets a sign from the coach. Moyer steps back in, tries set. And the pitch, runner takes off. Throw down to second. Not in time. Kind of cut off there by shortstop Clay. And Nickley will get a stolen base as that last pitch was a ball, so it is now full count. Ty gets the sign, comes set, and the payoff pitch. It's going to be dribbled down third baseline. It was bobbled by Delgado. Was able to get the ball, field the ball clean, not so cleanly. Gets it over to first to Bynum. Runner was called safe as Bynum missed the throw from Delgado.
Bynum was actually pulled off the bag by the throw as well. I think we're going to get a courtesy runner for Drescher. It looks like number 24, Demarest, is coming into the game once again. Dane Demarest will be the courtesy runner.
So, on the... From that error, Eagle Valley will score. Ty steps off, checking the runner second. So, once again, with that error, Eagle Valley scores. Score is now 14-4 in the top of the fourth inning. No outs here. That'll bring up Ray, the center fielder, as the first pitch to him is down for a ball.
Because of where that ball was hit to Delgado and him being right there by the bag at third, Nickley not able to advance from second.
The 1-0. Just a bit outside. 2-0. And Gastineau's going to call time. Go talk with his pitcher. Like, hey, man, you got to calm down just a little bit. I'm assuming this was being said in there.
Yeah, let's just play some catch. Just rock and fire, rock and fire.
Ray steps back in. Runners on first and second. I think we got second. Damaris at first, that courtesy runner. Reed comes set and delivers the 2-0. It's called strike on the inside corner. 2-1. Reed quickly comes set and fires. And we ball down 3-1.
I think it's the same pitch he keeps overthrowing, missing his release point. I'm not sure if it's the slider or if it's a two-seam fastball.
The 3-1. Called strike. I'll bring the count 3-2.
Tide comes set. The payoff pitch.
The hit in the hole between the third baseman and the shortstop.
As Nickley rounds third and is held up by Coach Brett Moyer down there.
The reason he was held up is Workman fielded the ball and got it in quickly.
And
so Ray doing exactly what you should do as a hitter there, put the ball where they ain't, and got it in the hole between short and third, and I think Reed stay on the mound is going to be done, as it looks like we're going to get Jacob Hancock coming out of a dugout. So we'll get the numbers on him after the break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are 9 Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at 9storiescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at 9 Stories Creative.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Mark and Trent Cantor back with you at Delta High School as we have a pitching change. Jacob Hancock comes in. Jake, so far this season on the bump, having a good year. 4 appearances, a 1-0 record, .286 earned run average, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts. And this has kind of been Jacob's MO. Delta gets him a jam. He comes in, tries to put the fire out without allowing many runs. And he's coming in with the bases loaded. And the top of the order for the Devils come into the plate. No outs. Delta leads 14-4.
Delta also had a position change as number 17, Joe Black, will now be playing center field. Braden Strout, during that, will come take a seat. So as Hancock finishes up his last warm-up pitch, we'll see what he can do here in the top of the fourth. Once again, he's going to be facing the top of the lineup. Elias Pena, Jacob Lupe, and Jack Robinson. Bases loaded, Mickley on third, Demarest on second, Ray on first, and in steps the shortstop Elias Pena. Hancock gets inside, comes set, and the pitch. The ball low out of the zone. Jacob gets the side, and the pitch. It's going to be called strike, even if you count at one.
Good movement on that two-seam fastball there. Started to cut out and then cut back in across the plate.
Hancock comes set and delivers. That's going to be lined to the left fielder, over Workman's head, and bounces over the fence for a ground rule double. kind of hope. Yeah. Coach Ryer noticed something, maybe. And I'm glad he noticed the same thing I did. Yep, there it is. Number 24 there, Dane DeMeritt, on that ground rule double, did not touch home. Here's the trail runner on that, and he did not touch home, so he was called out. That run will not count. So there will be one out. And the score is 14-5 with now the left fielder, Jacob Lupe, stepping into the plate. And the first pitch to Lupe is grounded through the hole between third and short. Workman gets the ball in as Lupe has himself an RBI single. That'll bring up second baseman Jack Robinson.
Robinson's 0 for 2 with a strikeout today.
Runners on first and third for him. One out in the inning. Lupe on first. Pena on third.
Eagle Valley starting to chip into Delta's lead.
14-6 on the Delta Panthers scoreboard there. First pitch to Robinson is going to be low and away for a ball. Jacob gets the sign, checks the runner, comes set. Here's the pitch. It's going to be lightly in the air. Joe Black, the center fielder, making the play. And in trot Pena from third, so a sack fly for Robinson brings their score within 7. It's 14-7 now.
On the fly ball, Lupe will hold it first. Lombardo will come to the plate. P.J. Lombardo was hit by a pitch and struck out today.
Two outs in the top of the fourth. Hancock gets his start. Comes set and delivers. Nice looking curveball there. Dropped right in over the plate for a strike.
That thing had some nasty movement on it.
Yeah. Jacob's going to get called for a balk there. Once you come set, you cannot break the plane of your shoulder. Can't move your shoulders. So, Lupe will trot down to second.
Jacob.
He knew it.
Knew it.
As soon as he did it. He did it. But, he'll shake it off. Gets a spot. Comes set. And the 0-1 pitch. It's going to be spiked in front of the plate. And Gastineau could not come up with it as the wild pitch goes to the backstop. Hancock got to come and cover the plate on that. As Lupe moves over to third on the wild pitch.
Yeah, the plate was left uncovered on that pitch. And Lupe could have scored.
Jacob comes back. And the 1-1. It's going to be swinging a miss. Fastball on the outside corner. Brings count 1-2. Set. And delivers. It's going to be lined into center field. Joe Black can't make the play and will bounce over the fence for a ground rule double. So RBI double for Lombardo.
So the second ground rule double of the inning for Eagle Valley. Delta still at a nice lead here, but it's now 6 when it started at 11 to start the inning. So
catcher number 5, Anthony Ellert, comes to the plate.
He is 1-for-2 with a strikeout today.
Hancock comes set and delivers. Ball is behind Ellert as Lombardo move over to third on the pass ball. Jacob comes set, and the 1-0 delivery. Going to be called strike 1 on the outside corner. Even the count. Gets his sign from Gastineau, comes set, and delivers the 1-1. Just a bit outside. Ball 2. The 2-1 delivery from Hancock. It's going to be jam shot to the shortstop, Clay. Up with it. 6-3 with the put out. And that'll be the third out of the inning.
So Eagle Valley able to cut into Delta's lead. And I'm not sure the scoreboard's correct, because I only have them scoring the 5 runs in the inning, which would make it 14-7, not 14-8, like the scoreboard says. Correction, it is 14-8. I was missing the 1 run there. So, yeah, 14-8 in favor of Delta. So we'll see what Delta can do to get some of the runs back here in the bottom of the 4th. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let Stacey Sinicki of the Sunflower Room help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body breath, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacey believes through therapeutic touch she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacey Sinicki of the Sunflower Room.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Pitcher change here to start the bottom of the 4th inning as Elias Pena comes to the mound. Looks like Jack Robinson will move over to short. And coming into play, second base will be Jackson Woodworth. He'll go in to the 8 hole in the lineup.
Be playing second base. As top of the lineup for the Panthers, Connor Workman steps in there, takes first pitch for a strike. Then you come set and delivers, throws ball outside, comes to the backstop. Landon Quay with some good hustle there in the on deck circle to get that ball. Counts even, 1-1. Steps and delivers. Ball outside. 2-1 to work.
So far, Connor today is got a couple of strikeouts and a walk.
Watch ball 3 go by. 3-0 to Workman. 3-1 to Workman. Excuse me. Hitters count here. Looking for a ball to drive.
The deepest the Connor's gone into account in at bat so far.
And he'll watch ball four blow by his chin as he takes a step in, and we'll jog down to first with a walk.
Take that back. He had a full count last inning, so on that walk. So he'll be at first.
Still no official count for Connor today, as Cray will step in, and Pena checks Connor there at first. He has a couple, 0 for 2, a couple of strikeouts, that's right.
Good lead by Connor, though.
Right. Swings at the first pitch he sees, fouls it back for strike one. Steps out and gets a sign from Coach Ryer down there, third base side. Connor, once again, with a pretty decent lead. Pena checks him. And the pitch, Connor's taken off. And he will be in to second safely with the stolen base.
Throw just slightly to the first base side of the bag as Connor slid by the shortstop. Robinson not able to lay the tag down. I'm not sure if that was a pitch up or if the pitcher just missed the pitch because it was way high.
The 1-1 the count. Here's that pitch. Off speed breaking pitch. Catches the outside corner. First strike two. Landed. Gonna have to protect here now. Got a runner in scoring position. And Pena will check Connor back to second. Connor's getting a pretty decent lead out there. Even bigger one once his secondary comes. And Eller will call time and go talk with his pitcher for a second.
So with the amount of wild pitches that this pitching staff has had today for the Devils, I think Eller just wants to make sure he's on the same page with Pena out there with two strikes.
Pena comes set. Delivers the 1-2. The fastball is. And Lando was able to foul that one off. Count remains 1-2. Eller, once again. Must have not been on the same page with his pitcher Pena, so he walks back out there. There's,
and then as he's walking away, Pena says, "Hey, I need the ball."
One ball, two strikes, no outs. Runner on second. 14-8 in the bottom of the fourth. Pena comes set and delivers. It's gonna be a ball down and away. Connor thought he got away from the catcher as the throw by Eller is
into center field.
Into center field.
Went under the glove of the second baseman. They had Connor picked off, but Connor, about a little over a quarter of the way to third, realized the catcher had the ball in his mitt and retreated to the back, slid in head first, thinking he was dead to rights, and the ball rolled into center field. So, lucky break for Connor.
2-2, swing and a miss. Ball rolls away. Landon is going to end up on first due to the drop third strike. So
he did strike out, but he's on first due to the error by the pitcher there.
And that'll bring up the catcher Luke Gastineau as Coach Brett Moyer calls time and brings the infield in to have a little conversation with his pitcher. Going to be a quick pitching change, it looks like.
Well, wait, he did take the ball from Pena, and it looks like we're going to have an outfielder coming in. Are they going to put Lupe back in at pitcher? Lupe came in from left field. Let's see what Moyer does here. It looks like he just tells his catcher, Ellert and Pena, to get on the same page. So Delta, after all that, going to have runners at first and second, no outs.
So, Luke Gastineau, the catcher, will step in. And here comes set and delivers. Luke will lightly pop one into left field, caught by Lupe out there for the first out. That'll bring up Ty Reed.
So far today, Ty, without an official at bat, he's been hit by a pitch, he's reached on an error, he has scored both times he's been on base, he's also stolen a base today.
So, with Ty still in the batting lineup, I do believe...
I think he re-entered.
Hancock's day, I do believe, is done.
Yeah.
As Ty will double second-guessed his swing, and it was not quick enough, so it's still called a strike.
So what I think is going to happen here with Ty re-entering is they're going to put him into right field.
As he shoots one over the second baseman's head into center field, and with how shallow and quickly that center fielder was able to field that ball, the runners will have to hold, so bases loaded for Ryland Bynum with one out in the bottom of the fourth.
So what I think they're going to do with Ty Black as he re-enters is they're going to put him in the right field. And I think they may be bringing Joe Black in the pitch as... Leho will move over into center.
Ryland pops one over the right fielder's head, hits the wall. Reed. So Ryland will get an RBI speech out of that long fly ball over the right fielder's head. Reed wasn't watching Lando in front of him. Coach Ryer held Lando at third. Reed was halfway to third before he realized, oh no, I got to get back to second.
Well, what had happened was the runners had to hold because they weren't sure the right fielder was going to catch that ball, and as a result of that, they only got the one run.
So, Joe Black, the center fielder who came in for Braden, sees his first at-bat of today. Watch the first pitch go by for a strike and then fouls off the second pitch. Quick 0-2 count for Joe. And that's a battle here.
So what I was saying is with Joe Black,
as he lines one over the third baseman's head in for a hit, he's going to get a couple RBIs out of this. If not three, the left fielder.
Throws continue for the Eagle Valley left fielder as the ball bounced away from Lupe. So Black's going to get one RBI out of this on the single. He'll end up at second as a result of the error, so only one of those runs will count as an RBI for Joe.
And Ryer had to hold Bynum at third, so as Evan Picklin comes to the plate, you'll have runners on second and third with one out as he takes the first pitch for a ball.
So either Joe Black's going to come in and pitch is what I've been trying to say, or they may sub Braden Sprout back in. Good pitch.
And Pena catches the outside corner of a breaking ball. And then right back to him with a fastball as Ficklin fouls that one off. One ball, two strikes, one out. Delta lead 17-8 in the bottom of the fourth.
Excuse me, breaking ball gets away from Pena. Over Ficklin's head.
Those counters even at 2-2. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Up in the zone. Called a ball.
It was a good pitch. Really good pitch.
But full count, payoff pitch. And Ficklin is going to be inside for ball four. So, Ficklin draws a walk.
And looks like we're going to get a pinch runner down there at first for Ficklin. There's, I think, Steve Ryer wants a little more speed on the base pass. Looks like it's going to be Lance Porter. So, just to kind of wrap up that thought that I've been trying to complete for the last several batters is, with Ty Reed resubbing back into the game and into the lineup, he's probably going to go play right field, and they'll move Brett Leho into center and either resub Braden Sprout for Joe Black or even possibly bring Joe to the mound to pitch here in the top of the fifth inning. Bases loaded.
Jesse Delgado steps in the plate, takes first pitch for a ball.
Jesse is 2-for-2 today. He's been hit by a pitch.
The 1-0. Good breaking ball. Starts on the inside and breaks towards the outside. Called for a strike. Counts even. Aces across the board. One ball, one strike. One out here in the bottom of the fourth. The 1-1. Outside for a ball.
Jesse's also scored one of Delta's 17 runs today.
Pena delivers. Delgado pops up. Center fielder, and it drops between the shortstop and the center fielder. Ball is bounced around. And it's going to be an RBI single.
Robinson was going out, Ray was coming in, and the ball bounced in no man's land. The runners had to hold because they didn't know if the catch was going to be made. So Delta will continue to have bases loaded.
And Delta increases their lead up to 10, 18-8, bottom of the fourth. We're going to have a pinch hitter for Landon Kennel, number 3, Logan Clay. Fouls his first pitch down the first baseline. We'll get you some stats on Logan as soon as possible.
So Logan, in 7 at-bats, is batting 143 on the season, has one strikeout.
Takes his next pitch for a ball, evens the count at 1. One ball, one strike, one out in the bottom of the fourth for Logan. Take the ball inside, pass the catcher. And Joe Black is going to score from third. Every other runner will move up 90 feet. And Lance Porter is on third. Jesse Delgado is on second. Pena gets the sign and the windup. The pitch that was inside, to me at least, is going to be called a strike, even if the count up at 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. And the 2-2 is taken for a ball outside.
So I'll say this about this umpire's strike zone. Normally it goes from the shoulders to the knees, inside black to outside black.
It's all over the place.
It's for this umpire, it's about shoulders to upper shin, chalk to chalk. It's a lot bigger than it should be, as Brett Moyer is frustratingly coming out of the dugout. He's going to bring a new pitcher with him, I think, as Delta has loaded the bases once again.
Logan took that 3-2 pitch high for a ball, so based on balls per hand, and
looks like
number 4 Camden Carlson,
yeah,
we saw earlier as a
courtesy runner
is coming in to pitch for the Devils.
We'll see if there's any other defensive changes as well when we come back. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on IO Sports Online.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, white tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy lime. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurants, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how we do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta. The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Cleared out here as Camden Carl comes in to pitch, and I'll get you numbers on that here in a minute. Looks like Pena going to go in for Lupe and left. And I think that's it. Carl, pitching on the season, has not yet. This will be his first appearance. So we will see here as we'll see what he's got here. Delta leads by 11. So the explanation on this pitching change is Camden Carl will not be in the lineup.
He'll just be pitching.
As he will just come in as the pitcher. This is that designated player DH pitching thing we were trying to explain earlier. As Jacob Lupe was the pitcher and designated hitter in the starting lineup. And what that means is they can substitute for the pitcher and leave him in the lineup as the designated hitter if they so desire. They have not done that up until this point, but now they will. So Camden Carl will come in to pitch, and then Lupe will stay in the lineup as the designated hitter for the pitching position.
Oh.
Like you said earlier, high school baseball, very confusing. But we will help you try to keep it straight as Delta has batted through their lineup for the second inning in a row.
Connor Workman steps in, takes first pitch strike on the inside corner.
Connor drew a walk to lead off the inning. Stole a base, came around and scored.
And Carl not thrown as hard as the previous pitchers Delta has seen. And Workman's going to get beamed in the back as he drops down to first and gets an RBI on it as Lance Porter drops down from third, touches home plate, and scores Delta's 20th run in the game. Delta up 20-8 in the bottom of the fourth as Landon Clay steps in.
Clay struck out swinging earlier in the inning, but because of an error by the pitcher, it was a wild pitch, essentially, got away from the catcher. Clay was able to make it to first on the drop third strike, so he ended up coming around to score. So pitcher Carl was called for not wiping the ball off after licking his fingers, so it's automatically a ball.
And Clay will watch the first pitch he sees for a ball, so that will be ball two. Kind of correlates to, obviously, Taz and Ford and Substance to help you. I know the Major League has been really, really on top of that as of late, but, if you lick your fingers, you gotta wipe your fingers before you touch the ball again. And, so that's what that was there, as the 2-0 pitch is swung on and missed. 2-1. Clay steps back in, bases loaded still. Carl comes set, delivers, and breaking pitch. Low and away. Ellert able to keep track of that ball.
Did a good job of blocking it and keeping it in front of him.
Absolutely. The 3-1. Hitters count for Clay. It's going to be taken for ball four.
That pitch in the dirt, and Lando going to end up with the RBI on the walk
as Delgado comes on down.
So Delta continues to have the bases loaded. As
we're going to have another pinch hitter for our catcher, Luke Gastineau, as number 11, Rip Lockhart, steps into the box. And we will get you stats on Rip in just a moment as he steps in. Base is loaded for him. Carl delivers the pitch, and Rip will line this one into center. It'll drop, and he's going to get a couple RBIs on this single here as Clay will move over to third from first. And
looks like Logan Clay came in to score. Connor Workman came in to score.
Do it.
And so Delta, in four innings, it's 15 after four, and that's where we're at.
That'll do it.
So Delta wins 23-8. We'll take a break, come back with our postgame show. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
A&M Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thor, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of Russia and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting deltacountyindependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent, keeping Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Okay, Trent Cantor back with you here. Delta notches another victory, goes to 7-4 on the season. Great game again today. Ryland Bynum had a good day at the plate, went 3-for-3 with a triple and a walk, scored 4 runs, had 2 RBIs himself, recorded a stolen base. Jesse Delgado, 3-for-3, a couple of runs scored himself. So another good day at the plate for Delta.
Overall, absolutely great day at the plate for Delta. Not much more you can really say about it. I mean, granted, there were a few errors on the Eagle Valley side that did help with that, but overall, absolutely great day at the plate. Seeing the ball well, hitting the ball well.
Yeah, seven errors out of the left field position alone for the Devils today, so work for them to do over there. The Panthers host Jonathan on Tuesday in a doubleheader, the first of only two scheduled double dips this season. First pitch is scheduled for 3 p.m. And you hit all the action right here on Audio Sports Online. Once again, the final score for today's game, Delta 23, Eagle Valley 8. You've been listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online. For Trent Cantor, I'm Mark Cantor. Have a good night, folks.